You know, we do anything from, you know, I would say bars, chapels. You know, we do a chapel. We put a chapel if they on an acquisition. We'll, you know, we'll put a chapel in there. We'll put a bar in there. We'll put a movie theater. We'll put, you know, the amenities that everyone wants and expects moving forward. Because as you know, most of the properties that are across the country, you know, are older properties. I mean, if you look at the whole, you know, as a whole, and you know, when I get to that age to decide that I'm not going to stay in an older property, you know, I'm just not, or not so much that it's older. It's, does it have the amenities?
Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. This show is powered by our sponsors, Align, NICMAP, ProCare HR, Sage, Gibson Insurance, Hamilton CapTel, Paragon Senior Living, ServiceMaster, The Bridge Group Construction, Salinity, and produced by Grit and Gravel Marketing. Connect with the BTG Network team and use your voice to influence the industry at btgvoice.com.
Bridge the Gap, 3, 2. Welcome to Bridge the Gap Podcast, the senior living podcast with Josh and Lucas. It's a beautiful day. We got a great friend and a guest. I want to welcome Todd Marsh, CEO of Triple Crown Senior Living, to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yes, glad you're here. So this is going to be a fun conversation because, you know, when we come to these conferences, we are afforded really a front row seat to talking about, you know, some of the big leaders, some of the OGs that have been around the business for a long time. And Todd, you've been in the industry a while, but this is a new venture. Triple Crown is kind of the new kid on the block, and y'all have already made a lot of progress, learned some things along the way. And today I'd love to dive into the strategy. Give us some history around Triple Crown and what your goals are in 2026.
You know, as you said, I've been in the industry for 29 years, but we formed Triple Crown Senior Living 2017. So it's been a, you know, journey since then. A lot of planning. We decided, you know, how can we be the best operator in the areas that we serve? And, you know, we do assisted living, memory care, independent living, cottages. That's our focus. As a company, we grew pretty quick. You know, we started with one building, we went to 10 in 18 months, and that was too fast. So we learned, saying, hey, we took a year off to say, hey, how can we be the best company? You know, what culture do we need to create? Who do we need to bring on board to support our buildings, to, you know, serve our residents the best and be the best operator? So we took 2024 off to do that. We incorporated several things. We started with EOS management. That, if you're all familiar with that, that was a, you know, big help. Deciding, you know, who's in what seat, who's doing what, accountability, and that helped. You know, we did things like transforming the company with the Yardie platform, you know, to get everything, you know, on the same page. So we did all that in 2024 and a lot. And then we hired Brian Culleton, the president, that does a great job. I mean, hiring good people that are smarter than me, you know, it helps, you know, the process. And so we did that in 2024 with the goal in 2025, 2026 to grow. We do three different things. We do new development, ground up, we do a value add acquisitions, and we do third party management. So we set out in 25 to grow 7 or 8 communities. We did that. And we've doubled that expectation for 2026. But our focus continues to be, how do we best operate the buildings? There has to be some discipline. And then that, it's fun to grow, and it's exciting, but most important part is to operate the buildings successfully. So we recently went to a new market. You know, we went to Houston, Texas MSA, as you're aware. We have people live there, you know, that operate. We're not operating those buildings from Louisville, Kentucky, where we're based. So when we go to a different area, we understand, you know, Brian and I and our team, that people have to be there all the time. You know, we're not flying in to help. You know, there has to be support wherever we're operating. So, you know, we're excited about this year. We'll probably do, you know, 3 to 5 new developments, and then, you know, complement it with hopefully another 8 or 9, you know, acquisitions. That's our plan, 2026.
Well, that's exciting and growing in really a lot of areas. So I'm curious, what does it take now? what's different about the business from when you started in the business and you were doing new development, for example? What's the difference now to get a deal across the really the start line? And what are you seeing that have been some things that are success tips that you could tell our audience that maybe has been having challenges getting new developments done over the last couple of years? What's changed for you guys to enable you to do that?
It's a good question. And I'll bring up like our partners in Triple Crown, you know, Senior Living are developers, multifamily developers. So we have got a great, you know, partnership that they're used to from a multifamily standpoint. Developing sites. They also have a construction company and really, I guess getting it done, you learn a lot. We've learned a tremendous. I mean, I could say, you know, we made mistakes in the beginning and we stopped making those mistakes. So, you know, finding the right land, the land price, the amount of acreage that you need is important for whatever you're building. And even our models or what we do, new development has changed. You know, we do 131 units. We'll do 99 units. Now we're looking at 157 unit model. So finding people that know what they're doing and help you along the way makes it a little easier. I mean, we have, I'm going to give my partners credit again, is that we're pretty lean, you know, when it comes to a construction standpoint. They know how to build we do all Class A properties. So we're building very nice amenity driven properties, but they're really good at locating the land at the right price, engineering the construction cost to make sense. So it models. I mean, it all starts with the model. We always numbers on the page is what we say. And you know, we have investors and they expect certain returns, and we've been successful thus far, you know, meeting those returns, actually exceeding them. So we're excited.
Switching over to the operations, I love that you took a pause and you're like, we're going to stay committed to operating these really, really well. So now where do you find like the biggest challenge as an operator when you have that hat on? Is it still labor and that's the number one thing, or is it marketing and census? Is it other issues? Is it technology? What is keeping you guys up at night, if that's a thing?
Well, I wouldn't characterize it as keeping me up at night, but all of those things you said are what we're monitoring and trying to improve on all the time. Quality people make a difference. Part of the EOS strategy is that, you know, we call it GWCing. Do they get it? Do they want it? Do they have the capacity to do it? I mean, we really look at each person on our team and make sure they're in the right spot and they're doing the right thing. It doesn't mean you're a bad person or not good, but you've got to fit, you know, what our culture is. So assisted living in particular, and a lot of my experience in the past is in the skilled side, which we don't do at Triple Crown. But we, you know, we have to focus on, everything you said, it's occupancy driven. You know, you have to be in the sales side and in assisted living. I say that's the biggest difference, you know, that I've seen my career between skilled and assisted living. You have to be focused on it because it's what pays the bills. And the sales process, or, you know, goes anything strategically from how much money you're spending, you know, per lead, how much, you know, how do you, you know, capture that? I mean, the monitoring that is crucial to success. When you talked about labor, it was horrible during COVID, as we all know. I mean, that was probably the worst time in, you know, at least my 29 years in doing that. But I think that it's, you've got a lot better. We've been successful, you know, finding the right people, but it's all of that. Unfortunately, it's everything. You know, I mean, there's five or six things that we're looking at all the time and monitoring it.
What do you think is sort of some of the biggest changing dynamic you're seeing, or maybe you're not seeing a big change in dynamic of everybody's talking about the aging population? We're starting to see a different type of consumer that we're catering to, that we're serving, that we're building and renovating for. How's that impacting you guys? What are you seeing there? What's the opportunity?
You know, as I get older, I'm getting closer to the actual age of people that we serve right now. It's amenity driven. You know, that's when we build or we acquire buildings, you know, we're looking at, okay, what do our customers or future customers want? And that's all high end amenities. You know, we do anything from, you know, I always say bars, chapels. You know, we do a chapel, we put a chapel. If they on an acquisition, we'll you know, we'll put a chapel in there. We'll put a bar in there. We'll put a movie theater. We'll put, you know, the amenities that everyone wants and expects moving forward, because as you know, most of the properties that are across the country, you know, older properties. I mean, if you look at the whole, you know, as a whole, and you know, when I get to that age to decide that I'm not going to stay in an older property, you know, I'm just not, or not so much that it's older, it's, does it have the amenities that, that we need? So that's, you know, a focus, you know, that we have.
So that parlays to another question, is that y'all are trying to accomplish a lot between the ground up, acquisitions, third party. How do you as a company build a strategy around building these Class A buildings, but also acquiring value add where they're not Class A buildings at that point? Are you, is your strategy to say always, listen, we really want consistency across our portfolio, whether it's a ground up development or a value add acquisition. We want it all to have our standard for amenities and our standards for the way that the building and physical plan operates.
Yeah, absolutely. We've established and we've improved upon, you know, how we look at properties that we're purchasing and what we can put in them. And as I said, is like we kind of go through the amenities checklist. What does the building have? What does it need? I mean, we try not to do a whole lot of moving walls and changing things if we don't have to, but sometimes you have to. You know, we add these, you know, the rooms that I'm talking about, the amenities that our, you know, residents or customers want, you change the, you know, the floor plan to fit. So yeah, it's a process. We have a, you know, a checklist, if you will, of okay, what does the building have? What does it need? Can we put it in there? How much does it cost? And, you know, sometimes that takes, you know, that part of the plan of the acquisition plan is to find a, you know, the right spot, the right price, and aesthetically upgrade it, and then operate it more efficiently. And we'd like to see those results in a year and a half, 2 years. And we've been fortunate to do that. But we go through a process of what do they have? What do they need? What can we do?
So you talked about the returns on to your investors. Y'all have able to meet and exceed those. How much do they also look at the data in the industry as far as the optimism and the data that speaks to the age and income qualified, and how much that is a big topic of conversation today? Are they looking at that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, being in the business so long, I mean, you've been hearing about the, you know, the wave coming. And I think we talked about this last year, there was so much optimism, I think, at this meeting last year, and then other meetings, Nick, that I've ever seen. It's like, everyone's excited. It's like, I don't know why it's an aha moment, because it's been coming for, you know, many years, but the demand is, you know, far exceeding the supply. And it's just math. I don't think that we're going to catch up for a while. So from an investor standpoint, that makes it, you know, you understand that the need's there, and it makes it a little easier to tolerate the risk, you know, of the investment, because you know that people need it. And that's what we're seeing. I mean, you'll see the occupancy, you know, across the board is creeping up, I think. And that's demand driven. I'd like to think that, you know, we do an out great job. I mean, but the demand is demand, you know? So, I think that from an investor standpoint is attractive. If you operate, you know, the building successfully, there's a good, you know, margin, you know, there. It's not too good. It's there. If you're looking to have an investment, you know, strategy, I mean, just like anyone else, you can put some money here, you put some money there. It's a definitely attractive, you know, place to put some money, you know, in the senior living space.
Yeah. Well, I want to go back to a comment you made earlier. You were mentioning after you guys started, you grew too fast. I think that resonates because, you know, with all of the positivity around, everybody's talking about not only the demographic, but now the capital's opening up again, and deals are going to start being done, and we're already starting to see that happening. You know, I think there's going to be a real potential for a lot of people to grow too fast. So for you, I mean, lessons learned, what does that mean when you grow too fast? But for you guys, what did that mean? Like, what did you learn through the process of growing?
First and foremost, you have to have a good operations team. You know, you have to be able to handle whatever you're bringing on or whatever you're developing. And so how we approached it is we knew, and that we had a really small number of people that were supporting 10 buildings, you know, and then we probably tripled that amount in that, you know, in that same, in that time period in 2024, because you have to be disciplined. And no, I would say that we're over-resourced on purpose because we're anticipating the next, you know, the next acquisition or where we're heading. But you do have to have discipline because it's exciting. There's a lot of, and especially in the last, you know, 24 months, I mean, there's a lot out there. There are a lot of things come across our desk, opportunities, acquisitions, and you can't get caught up in the, you know, the thrill of just growing and being big just for that purpose.
Just getting a deal done.
Yeah. Because in our business, and it's important to do a good job. It's not just, you know, it's not just okay to grow. You know, it's, you've got to make sure that you deliver a quality service, that the returns are where they need to be. And so that's kind of what we learned when I said we just, you know, bam, but we had the, you know, our partnership and I, you know, we really did. We were like, hey, you know, we're happy with what we're doing. We could have continued to grow, but we need to take time out, you know, make sure that we're doing the best job, you know, for our residents, for our employees, you know, as a company. And thankfully we were successful. So that's how I would say, you, as a company, you have to be disciplined. You know, we can't just chase all the time because it's exciting.
So final question, Todd, you've been in the industry a long time. You've seen a lot of professionals come and go. We have been talking about recently just a lot of new faces, and there's more attention on the senior housing marketplace. Even Josh has the opportunity to go to speak at colleges, and, you know, years past he would speak about senior housing and no one would have any clue about it. And starting to see a little bit more of a trend. Bridge the Gap, the platform, actually gets reached out to by different colleges and curriculums. So we're seeing that little bit of a trend. What would be your recommendation for maybe a young person starting out and potentially looking at senior housing as a career path?
Most schools now are coming up with programming that's focused, you know, in that space. It's obviously, you know, there. I mean, it's when you're a young person, like remember way back then, it's like, you know, you're looking for a career. What's sustainable? And so what we just talked about makes senior living and anything associated with it very attractive from getting a degree or getting experience or doing an internship in this area. So I don't think I have the answer, the silver bullet answer, but I believe that because of what we talked about, interest is growing naturally, you know, because it's, I mean, you hear about it more honestly too. I mean, you know, in the news or what's going on or with the new developments, I think that people are getting educated, you know, what that means. And I think that creates, you know, more excitement at the college level or career level to say, hey, this is a good career. Or, and by the way, just looking at the buildings themselves. I mean, not just us. I mean, there's a lot of great operators and providers and developers. I mean, we're building beautiful resort type, you know, buildings and that get people excited, you know, and I think that in turn, you know, helps with career paths and makes it more attractive. That's, you know, for a younger person.
Well, very good. Well, we appreciate you taking time here at the ASHA conference to come and sit down and tell your story and tell us about Triple Crown. And for those of that y'all want to connect with Todd and Triple Crown, scroll down in those show notes and connect right there. Todd, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, guys. It's great.
And go to bchgvoice.com, download this content and so much more. Thanks for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap.